This is Allison Capps.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Allison, the Lord spoke a part of a scripture to me that deep calleth unto deep. You are not a shallow person. You've been called, you've actually, I see a real depth in you, This is why you're such a good friend. You're not just a shallow surface fair weather friend. You're one who will go through a storm with a friend and you won't turn away. And the Lord says that there is awaiting you a joy in Him, that He knows the longing of your heart. And He gives me a scripture for you that He will give you the desires of your heart. And even the desires that no one else knows is there. He knows it's there. And He's saying, yes, I will do it. Wait on the Lord and He will make it happen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You're going to find yourself getting stronger. Sometimes you felt like a roller coaster. You know, sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. And sometimes you don't know what in the world you feel. But the Lord says, He is holding you steady. He is holding you steady. And that deep that calleth unto deep, when you get quiet before the Lord, your heart opens to Him and He connects on a deep level with you. Every time you come into His presence like that, something in you is changed and there's a deepening that takes place, because God says He wants to fill you up with Himself, that all of the joy that you have longed for is found in Him, and it's far bigger and far greater than anything anyone can comprehend. But you will know Him in a way that very few do, because you're willing to pay the price to go deep with Him. And the Lord says, because you've been a friend to many, that He also is giving you that desire for a certain one to walk with you. And this will be a joy that He finds also. So let Him do the choosing. Okay? Let Him select, because He's very good at doing that. Okay, He knows exactly what you need. But remember this, He wants you to have joy in this walk, and you will have joy in Him.
He says, come away with me. Come away with me. My beloved, let me share my love as I descend on you like a dove. And you can sail away with me. You will sail away with me. I see you sailing away with the Lord in your quiet times. I see you being very real to God the Father, and He loves that. He doesn't mind us yelling, screaming, crying, complaining, just being real. That's what He's looking for. And you will teach others how to be very real with the Lord as well. Because sometimes we think we have to be stoic or a certain way. You have learned to apprehend the heart of the Father. And you will teach the heart of the Father to many. His heart is so good, so vast. I see you ministering to religious crowd. Those who have gotten dry and dusty. Those who have gotten rusty, those who have gotten too stoic, God is going to use you to be like a water, pouring water upon them. He's going to use you like a wind upon them. He's going to use you like a fresh drink of water. He's going to use you to ruffle up some of their feathers, because some got two together. And He's going to use you to turn some things upside down. Not because you want to, because you're so sweet. But He's just going to use you in that way. And sometimes it'll be very hard. And I'm not trying to encourage anarchy or anything like that, you know, rebellion. But God is just going to use you in some very unique ways to wreck up the religious spirit. Yeah.
What I was hearing is that it's a song, it's an old song, and it's it goes, Lord, You light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. And so I didn't know what all that was about, but when I was hearing Eleanor and Mary begin to prophesy to you, I knew then that it was what they were prophesying. And it has to do with that deep relationship that God has and wants for you. And the other thing, as far as ruffling up the feathers, sometimes you're going to have to step forward in courage and say, I need to say this. It's not going to be an easy thing to say, but God is going to deal with your heart and deal with your heart and deal with your heart. And He will say, I want you to say this. And He will give you the words of wisdom to say things that would be correction to others. But it's because of that relationship that He has, and that He's walking with you, and that He's developing with you, that He wants you to step forward in that call, that part of your life. And it's not to be hard, it's not to be harsh, but He will show you how to do those things, and it will be clear the things that He has for you to say. Don't fret over it, don't worry about it. It's just going to come, and you'll know when that time is. And it's not only that, you're also going to springboard off of that and push people up to new levels, new places, encourage them to go beyond where they even thought they could be, because God is giving you that ability to show people spiritual realms where they can go.
I was trying to find the reference. I remember the scriptures, but I have trouble remembering the reference, so you'll have to look it up later. He gave me the scripture for you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And He reminded me of one of my close friends. She was just so straightforward and direct. She would stun me with some of the things she would say. And, you know, she was just very honest. And it's one of the best things that could have happened to me, because sometimes we beat around the bush trying to be nice. And when someone speaks the truth in love, that it strips away all the pretense and all the religiosity and goes right to the heart of the matter. And that's what Eleanor and Robert are speaking of, it myself as well. I believe the Lord says, you're going to be that kind of a good friend.